The car tires crunch as you make your way down the loose gravel drive. You turned off the highway several minutes ago and are now being carried deep into the forest along this secluded lane. You're heading to a quiet bed and breakfast that promised to be off the beaten track. And so far, it seems to be living up to its description. Tall trees arch over the car, forming an intertwined web of branches that obscures your view of the sky. Every so often, you spot a dark cloud passing overhead and watch until it drifts behind a thick trunk and out of sight. The road turns unpredictably, weaving in and out of the trees. You're never able to see more than a few dozen feet ahead of you at a time before it twists away, leading even deeper into the woods. The directions say you should stay on this gravel track for several miles. So, you cruise along slowly and carefully. You're in no hurry to get there. You'll arrive when you can, and not a moment sooner. Through the glass, you can see there's a light wind outside. You roll down the window, letting in some fresh air. As soon as it's open just a sliver, a cool, crisp breeze flows into the car. It brings with it the scent of damp leaves and pine needles, moss and oak. You relish the feeling of the air on your cheeks and smile as you navigate down the lonesome road. This is just what you were hoping for. A cozy spot tucked away in nature to relax and restore your mind and spirit. The road curves to the left and then drifts to the right, before leading you to a narrow gravel parking area in front of a humble bed and breakfast. With your first look at your home away from home, you like what you see. The exterior is made of stacked, split logs, like a classic log cabin. It's two stories tall, with checkered curtains in every window. Two large bushy trees, heavy with clusters of tiny red berries, loom over it on either side. And a short fence encloses a pretty garden in the back. Above the midnight blue door is a hand-painted sign. It shows the silhouette of a wolf howling at a large glowing moon hanging low in the sky. And it bears the name Lunar Lodge. Lunar Lodge, you whisper to yourself, feeling the way the words play on your tongue. It's a pretty name, romantic even. You imagine you'll feel quite at home here for the next few days. Beside the door is a round button for the bell. You press it gently and hear a faint ringing sound echo within. You wait for a few moments, but there's no answer. So you try the bell a second time. All is quiet in Luna Lodge. Taking a step back, you look around to see if there's a sign. Perhaps you can call the owner to let you in. Just then, you notice a thin envelope resting against the bottom of the doorframe with your name on it. You pick it up and use your finger to slide open the flap. Inside is a note written in an elegant, sloping hand. "Welcome to Luna Lodge," it reads. "You'll find the key under the mat. Please come inside and make yourself at home. My apologies for not being here to greet you in person. I hope to meet you in the morning."